Here's the part of the story when you're probably thinking, it can't get any worse for Joseph. But, oh, it did. Our guy was trying to do the right thing and not sin against God. But look where it got him. In the jailhouse. Interesting that verse 20 says, Joseph's master took him and put him in prison, the place where the king's prisoners were confined. Potiphar personally took Joseph to jail. I wonder what that chariot ride was like. Potiphar was stuck between a rock and hard place, forced to do something since his wife was accusing Joseph of a terrible crime. However, Potiphar had years of experience seeing Joseph's true character, his devotion to his God, and built a friendship and trust with this man. Could it be that Potiphar was assessing the situation, but at the same time recalling the faith and righteous behavior that Joseph had displayed over the years? Nevertheless, at the end of that chariot ride, Joseph will end up in a prison cell. Confined. Stuck. Not where you want to be and scared for your life. Do you relate? Think back to the beginning of the coronavirus pandemic when the entire world went into lockdown mode. You couldn't go where you wanted, see family or friends, or do what you wanted to do. It was scary and seemed hopeless. That's just the tiniest glimpse into how Joseph must have felt his first few days and weeks in jail. However, Joseph wasn't alone in that prison. The Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. Verse 21. I'm not sure what Joseph did while in confinement that impressed the warden, but he did something. Could he have been praising God during that time? Maybe praying? Maybe he went above and beyond in the prisoner tasks he was given. Whatever the case, he was noticed and later put in charge of all those held in the prison. Yet again, Joseph has taken lemons and made lemonade due to the Lord's favor. And yet again, he's had someone take notice of him and give him an opportunity to take care of things and people, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Friend, the Lord is with you right now in your time of waiting. He knows the discouragement you face, the sleepless nights, the anxiety, and the fear of the future. But when you seek him first in all that you do, even in your wait, he will bring you success. Your wait right now has purpose. You just may not know why at this moment, but I assure you, he knows. Please don't waste this time of waiting. Dig deep into his word. Declare his promises over yourself and invite him into every single part of your day. He can bring success even in the prison of waiting. Questions. How did you handle being confined during the coronavirus pandemic? Does waiting feel like prison for you? Do you feel like the Lord is with you right now?